Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, 7-8. The first sentence of this Mishnah really wraps up the topic we've had for the past several Mishnahs regarding the rights of an employee to eat while they're working with food. So the Mishnah here, it says, Shomrei Peros, people who are just guarding the produce, meaning we're talking produce here, which is in the stage where people who are working the produce would be allowed to eat it as an entitlement given to them by the Torah, because it's after picking and before the finishing of the processing. But these particular people are not actually working the produce at all. They're just standing by to guard it, like a human scarecrow or whatever the story is. So they really are not allowed to eat it by dint of Torah law, says the Mishnah. The Shomrei Peros Ochen Mehilchos Medina. They may eat, but that's based on the law of the land, meaning prevailing custom of an employee is that people who are guarding should be allowed to also eat. Avalo Min HaTorah, but not by dint of the Torah entitlement itself. The idea here is that since they're not working with it, they're not entitled to eat with it from the Torah law. That's not what's going on. But it's the prevailing custom. People should be allowed to eat. It's in the interest of everyone that everyone's happy, and people are expected to work under conditions that's customary. So the Mishnah says, in that time and place, it was customary. Okay? So that's the end of that. Now, the Mishnah continues on, but really this is like a new, not just a new paragraph, a new Mishnah, it's like a new perek. We're now going on to a new topic altogether. We're actually returning to the topic we had back in the third perek of the Arba Shomrim, of custodianship, or in this context and the rest of this perek, we'll call it guardianship. So we're talking about someone who's a Shomer. He's been asked to, he's in charge of someone else's property. So the Mishnah here now turns to that topic, and it says, Arba Shomrin Hen. There are four categories of guardian, okay? And they are Shomer Chinam. That's someone who is doing the owner a favor. He's guarding the property for free. V'Hashoel, a borrower. That is someone for whom the owner is doing the favor. In other words, the person is borrowing it, he gets all the benefit, but loses and pays nothing. Noses Sachar, one who takes wages, that's what we call the Shomer Sachar, and the Hasocher, and the renter. Okay, the last two people, the Nose Sachar or Shomer Sachar, and the Socher, both are in some sort of like arranged quid pro quo arrangement where they're getting something, they're giving something. So the Shomer Sachar or Nose Sachar is getting paid to watch the flock, but also, so he gets something out of it, but also the person who owns the flock, let's say, is getting the benefit of having his flock watched. And same goes with the socher, the renter. So on the one hand, he gets use of the lawnmower. On the other hand, he is paying rental fees to the owner of the lawnmower, so both are getting something. So the point of our mission here is that those four categories really, so that in the Torah's setup, there are basically three categories of liability, okay? The first is called pshia. Pshia, which means negligence, but would include negligence as well as kind of willful misconduct. Negligence being sort of passively just not locking the door properly or something like that, whereas willful misconduct means you actually did something bad with the, you know, something irresponsible directly to the thing you're supposed to be protecting. So that everyone's on the hook for, okay? Even a Shomer Chinam, because he's expected to at least be a Shomer, to be a reasonable custodian and not do something negligent. Then you have what's called in the Chazal as Geneva Va'aveda, which means theft or loss. Now, those are things which are preventable with some effort. So the Shomer Chinam, the unpaid custodian, is exempt from liability if it gets lost or stolen because he wasn't committing to do that much effort to protect things from happening. So he acted in good faith, and what will happen is the item is lost or stolen, he'll be exempt from paying, but he has to take a set of shvuas. He has to swear formally in a bezdin that he was negligent and what he says happened did happen, and he didn't, you know, misappropriate, you know, misuse the stuff that he was meant to be guarding, etc. So the point is, he doesn't pay as long as he swears for anything other than pshia. As far as the shomer sachar and the socher, these guys are responsible in the event of Genev or Aveda. In other words, they're expected to put in extra effort to protect the item because, after all, they're being paid to do so. And that being the case, if something happens that they could have prevented reasonably, like loss or theft, they'll be on the hook to pay for it. Then you have the third category, which is Onsen. Onsen means circumstances beyond one's control. So there, the Shomer Sachar or the Socher is also exempt because the animal just had a heart attack and died. What do you want from me? It's not my fault. I wasn't a bad custodian. I couldn't have done a better job. Reasonably expected to do a better job, and therefore they'll be exempt. Again, they'll just have to take a shvua to exempt themselves. about the relevant matters. The shoel, however, someone who's a borrower, so since he's getting all the benefit, so he's liable even for onsen, meaning, although it's not his fault that something bad happened to the animal, he's responsible to pay, make compensation, because the owner who gave the whatever it is to the shoel, lent it to him, is basically saying, I don't care what happened, you just have to give it back to me. And that's the obligation of a shoel. So those are the three levels here. Okay, so the Mishnah insides now. Shomer chinam nishba al hako. Like I said, the shomer chinam can swear on anything, meaning not just for Gneva Neveda, but also for Onsen. I should say, not just for Onsen, but even for Gneva Neveda, he could swear, and then for he'd be exempt. V'hashoel mishalam al esakol. The shoel, the borrower, like I said, he pays for everything, even Onsen. The nosa sachar v'hasocher, as far as the middle case, someone who's being paid to be a custodian or someone who's a renter, nishba'im, they can take a shvua, they can swear regarding al hashvura v'al hashvuya v'al amesa. These are examples of onsen, things beyond their control. I'll explain in a moment. U'mishalmin es ha'aveda v'es haganeva. However, they would have to pay to make restitution to the owner if the thing in which they were expected to be protecting gets lost or gets stolen, because they could have done better to protect it. These middle cases, the examples of onsen, so it's shavura. Shavura means it gets broken, like the animal breaks a leg or something. Well, hashavuya, that means it's captive, literally, like kidnapped or something. In the context of the animal, means armed robbers came, or even truth is, even though it's even one armed robber, they put a gun to the head of the shepherd and said, give us, the sheep, so that's called an onus, and he's exempt. It's not the same as Geneva. Geneva is when it happened the night when he was sleeping, but if it's by force, that's called the shvuya, or that's listim. And Vahala Mesa, Mesa means death. That means, death by natural causes. The animal just, eventually had a heart attack and died, or just died in old age. That's also called an onus. He's not responsible. He's not responsible as a shomer sachar or a socher, unlike a shoel, the borrower, who would be responsible even for things like that.